Coming back with more Party Line next on Wylo.
We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO, Frankfurt.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfurt, and Elwood.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for your viewing pleasure. Live and worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. All broadcasts are archived so you can access what is convenient for you. Right now is a good time to check out this past year's events. Plus, be listening for us to add to our scheduled lineup with more television coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera. WILO.
Casper Media is a member of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world get together regularly and trade ideas on how to serve our communities and help our listeners. Casper Media has been a member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991 and has even hosted the Idea Bank convention over the years. Casper Media is proud to be a daily contributor to the International Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Almost lost my voice there. Thanks to this lovely weather we're having around here. I got to blame it on the weather for something. Now being joined in the studio by our guest, who's Laura Archibald from the Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. Laura, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Trying to stay warm in this weather.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
It is. It is. So
especially with what the forecast is this weekend. It's not going to be very nice out there.
I know. Again, two weekends in a row.
And it's going to be below zero wind chill this weekend, too. So that's not what I want to see. Haven't seen you since the Mental Health Summit.
I know. It's been a good holiday break for me.
I've been here a lot, too, so... I think the Mental Health Summit was about what we thought was good for both of us as we thought it would be.
I do. I think it was a great success and have had a lot of positive feedback from people about it. And a lot of people who in the week or two afterwards listened to it archived and really enjoyed it. And I know that all the panelists were really happy with the outcome. So
I know. I was really happy with it, and everybody I've talked to said the same thing. So
yeah, I think it was a great success. I think anything that we can do to bring awareness to mental health and mental illness is really, really important. And I think letting people know that there are resources here in our community is really important. And people just don't always know the resources.
And also, I know we were talking before we started this, is that you've got some special events coming up that are dealing with mental health here coming up here in the next week or so.
We do. We have some important things coming up. We had discussed briefly during the summit that we had applied for some youth resiliency grants through North Central Health for Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central, and Frankfurt. And the good news is all three of those schools, plus The Crossing, who we didn't assist with their application, but they also received some money. So that's really good news. Some youth resiliency really goes hand in hand with mental health. Kids do have these adverse childhood experiences and they have trauma, and where the mental health part comes in is teaching them the skills to become resilient to those things that occur to them in their childhood. And so part of that was teaching and having some guest speakers come to the community, some education for teachers and things like that. And one of the big things that's coming up is Jeff Yeldon is coming to Clinton Prairie. That's January the 22nd. He will be at Clinton Prairie during the day, and there's lots of local sponsors who paid for that to happen. Then he will be at Clinton Central for the students and teachers on the 23rd, and that was paid for through that North Central Health Grant. But the good news is on the 22nd at 6 p.m. in the Clinton Prairie Auditorium, he will be there and do a program for the community and for parents. And all parents and all of the community, even if they're outside of that Clinton Prairie School District, are invited to come to this event. And I think it's really important. Jeff Yeldon is a nationally renowned speaker on suicide prevention and crisis intervention. I think if you haven't heard of him, plugging it in YouTube's probably a good idea to see if you'd like to come. I've listened to him on YouTube several times, and he's wonderful. A great speaker. We're very blessed to have him coming to our community, and I encourage people to go out to Clinton Prairie on the 22nd at 6 p.m. and listen to him speak.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this during the summit, but how many people do you, or how I should say, how many parents do you think really understand that the signs of what their kids may or may not be telling them?
I think very few, and that includes me as a parent. You know, I have six kids, and I think because the signs and symptoms are different for every kid, and because each kid communicates different and their needs are different, what affects one child doesn't affect another child. So as a parent, it's one of those really tough calls. Does my child need help? Is this normal process? Is this hormones? Is this a kid being a kid? Or is this something that needs addressed? And I think as a parent, those things are confusing. So having somebody with the experience that Jeff Yeldon has to come out and talk, and he does, he talks about the signs and symptoms of depression and teen suicide. And he also talks a lot about one of the topics that we touched about is raising teens in a digital world and how they look at things differently than their parents or grandparents because we weren't raised in that same digital world. And I think that's one of the things I really like about him. One of the best parts, I think, of his talk is about the digital world because we haven't lived in that digital world like those youth do. And so we can't understand it unless we put ourselves in their world a little bit.
And the other thing that all this stuff that we're talking about illustrates is that every parent and they need to learn how to communicate with their kid.
Absolutely. And that's the importance of parental involvement. I mean, you can't say enough about how important it is that you're involved in your kids' life and, you know, how to do that and be successful at it and how to open and keep open those lines of communication are vital.
Also, the last time, is there anything else there we need to talk about on mental health there that you have or anything there?
Oh, we just have some other events coming up. Not soon, but we have some other events coming up. May 11th is our Stepping on Stigma 5K Run and Walk, and that's the second annual one. We had a great turnout last year. Our goal is 500 people this year, and that's a lofty goal, but I think we can make it happen. That is now live. You can get on the Healthy Communities of Clinton County Facebook and or pick up a flyer, and there's a URL code you can scan there to register. We make that a super easy process. By we, I mean some of the younger people in my office who do that work.
You're still young.
Yeah, not young enough to do that stuff. And then we have a program called Send Silence Packing coming, and it's a really neat program. It is where there are backpacks, and they are spread out, and these backpacks tell a story of people who have suffered from mental illness and lost their life due to it. And we are going to be inviting people in the community who have lost someone to suicide to do some local backpacks for those people that they've lost and have those out on display too. The more we spread the word, the more we talk about this, the sooner that people will be not afraid to go get help.
I have the feeling, though, that if, you know, I'm all in favor of talking about this all we can, but I have a feeling there's some people, and a lot, maybe more than what we want to admit to, that say the more we talk about it means, well, it's not that big a deal.
I think the problem, the big part of it is there's such a stigma with mental health. And the more you talk about it, the more you reduce the stigma. The more you reduce the stigma, the more people who are going to seek help. And that's the issue. You know, I think that we've proven in our community talking about things helps. I mean, look at where we were a year and a half ago with the opioid problem. And we talked about it and we brought it to the forefront and we opened those lines of communication so that it wasn't something taboo to talk about and it wasn't something taboo to go seek treatment for. And I think we've made some huge impacts on our opioid rates. And I think that the same thing can be said for mental health, raising the awareness, decreasing the stigma so that people aren't afraid to go get help. That's what we're looking to do.
Another big thing we're trying to eliminate and get down is this, is the increased use of vaping and e-cigarettes.
Oh, it's just amazing. There's new data coming out all the time by the CDC, and it's staggering. Yes, the tobacco rates have really, really decreased, but it's because kids are now vaping. And I don't know if you've seen, but there's some recent reports and rumors that some of the large cigarette companies are even going to quit manufacturing cigarettes because they know the future of the money is really in vaping products.
My big question on e-cigarettes is how in the world can a kid, particularly a youth, we'll say, I don't care if it's high school, middle age, or whatever, how in the world can they afford almost $50 for a pack of Juuls?
Well, the truth is that when you buy a Juul online, you get all kinds of rewards to do that. And so kids who are greater than 18 go online, they order the Juuls, then they typically get 3 to 4 $25 to $30 gift cards.
Oh, okay.
So they actually make a profit by buying a Juul product. They turn around and use those gift cards to purchase the inserts for the Juuls, and then they can sell them at a reduced rate because they didn't pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's just like cigarettes. I mean, when people have an addiction, they find a way to afford it. And unfortunately, sometimes that leads to dishonesty and crime and all of those things. But that's what an addiction does. I mean, that's part of that vicious cycle, unfortunately.
Do you think, it doesn't seem like it's happening yet, but is there enough amount of kids or there maybe tried it and now getting away from it that would want to talk about this situation?
There are some kids. Actually, we have one student locally who's been in some trouble for Juuling, and he's willing to tell his story. And so we're working on that. And our Youth Rise Youth Leadership Council is working on some projects about vaping. And we need to let our legislators know how important it is that they pass laws that restrict the big tobacco companies from enticing children to start using vaping products.
And I take it we still probably feel that most adults don't realize how much of a problem this really is.
They don't, because it's so easy to do inconspicuously. You know, here's the truth. If your kid smokes a cigarette in your house, you're going to smell it. You're going to know.
Yeah.
But if they vape in your house, some of the vape smells delicious. Some of it smells like vanilla or gummy bears or cherry delight.
Bubble gum,
exactly. So if you walked in the room right after they vaped, you're not going to know that that's what that is. And so it's easy to do in their car. Kids do it in the classrooms. I mean, because all it takes is long enough for the teacher to turn their back, write something on the board, or look down and type something in their computer, and the kids can take a hit off of a vaping unit.
Is there any symptoms or things like that that people could pick up on that we might know that a kid has just done that?
Obviously, keeping an eye out for the packaging, the actual apparatus, and then, is your kid disappearing for short periods of time when they normally wouldn't? The truth is they get addicted to that nicotine, just like in cigarettes, and they have physical and mental cravings for it that they have to step out and do it or get away from their parent who they're, you know, yeah, is right around. Though, I mean, it's really the same as with cigarettes. If your kid's stepping out and you notice, you know, that, you know, they happen to go to their car or the barn or whatever every, you know, couple of hours when that's not a normal behavior for them, those are the things that you need to be looking for, and looking for those packaging. And if you suspect your child is vaping, looking for those devices. And that's the hard thing. I suggest that parents kids really, you know, look on the internet and see that those devices look like little zip drives very frequently. You probably think it's something that they're going to stick in their computer, and unfortunately it is not. Or they have vape hoodies that just looks like a sweatshirt with, you know, like a hoodie sweatshirt, like anything else, any other sweatshirt they have. And it's actually a vaping device inside of that hoodie. So just keeping your eyes out, being up to date on what those devices look like, and keeping an eye on your kids' things is another step that you can take.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage, and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Once again, this weekend, I'm going the extra mile to bring you what no one else does, the classic top-down, top 40 sound, just the way you heard it back in the day, with a few tweaks along the way, like songs carefully chosen for this weekend's birthdays, anniversaries, and events, the slow dance makeout song of the week, and all summer songs all summer long. Lock it where you've got it this weekend for That Thing with Rich Appel.
Saturdays at noon from WILO.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, Laura Archibald. We're just talking about things in general, dealing with the organization. If you want to have any questions for Laura, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Laura, last time you were here, you talked about how successful your health insurance was at the end of last year. and that you really kind of wanted to get it in full gear this year. Is it, how's it going so far?
It's going great. We actually far exceeded our goals last year for 2018 in terms of applications, approvals, and assist with healthcare insurance navigation. So our goal this year is to do 400 healthcare applications, waiting on some numbers to come out about how what that financial impact is for our community. Hopefully have those when I come next month to discuss. But it's really important that people have health care coverage. It actually saves money for the taxpayers in the long run when people get preventative health and they don't go to the emergency room for things like ear infections and urinary tract infections and things like that. They actually get preventative care or care at doctor's office for things that aren't actual emergency situations. And so we've done a really good job of getting a lot of people signed up for health coverage in 2018 and really want to double those numbers in 2019.
Hey, you guys haven't been affected by anything of the government shutdown or any of the programs that you do. Has any of those programs been affected as of yet?
It has not as of yet. We are working on getting a USDA loan for a building. And so right now that's on hold because we, unfortunately, the USDA's part of their departments are covered under the shutdown. So that slowed things down a little bit for us to reach some of our goals here in 2019. But it hasn't impacted any of the programming that we actually do for our clients.
I didn't know yet if you guys have been affected by that yet. Hopefully that doesn't start affecting us around here. But, you know, the big thing we've been talking about is your, Social Security and your tax, tax checks coming back.
Yeah, I do know there have been some rumors about places not accepting food stamps and WIC vouchers, and that actually is not legal. They have a contract. They do need to accept those. If you have any stores that are refusing to take those, if you could let Healthy Communities know and call us at 659-6063. We will be happy to call those store owners and let them know about the rules and regulations applied to those programs.
You briefly mentioned 2019 there for a second. What kind of goals have you got for this year?
We have a very lofty goal for 2019. By the end of the year, we would like to be in a bigger location in which we could have preventative health care partners all under one roof to serve our community better.
Now, exactly who are you, how do you define preventative health care?
So things like the health department, who does things like immunizations, things like that, that's preventative health. WIC, women, infant, children, and, all the work they do for nutrition and for pregnant women, Healthy Communities, hopefully a family planning clinic, all kinds of preventative health entities all under one roof. That is our goal for 2019. And that's a lofty goal.
Yeah, it is.
But that is our goal, and we're working really hard. Like I said, a little limited by the government shutdown, but working really hard to see that happen by the end of the year.
Obviously, you think it's attainable. What would be the key thing to getting that thing done, you think?
The key thing would just be getting the loan through, honestly. I think everything else is doable. I think, if we get a building that needs some refurbish and things like that, then we will have to look at some volunteers and community partners and things like that to help us get that done. But I think that it's a very doable situation. It's something our board of directors have looked at really hard, and something that we need to feel like we need to do for our community. Right now, the resources and services for people are very spread out. You have the health department downtown. We're on the IU Frankfort Hospital campus. WIC is clear on the far east side of town out by Walmart. I mean, we're just spread out everywhere, and so many of the clients that we serve don't have ample transportation. And since we don't have public transportation per se, it would be very nice to have all of those things in one location.
Okay. You also talk about supporting some school success.
Yeah, that's a program that we're going to start this spring. We have had Head Start and the YMCA agree to hold those. These are some really neat programs. What this does is it's a parenting program. It's 5 weeks, 1 hour classes for 5 weeks. The participants actually get an incentive of a gift card for the sessions if they come, and they learn about how to help engage their child in school, how to get them involved, how for them to be involved as parents. This goes as far as helping your kids with their homework. And I think as a parent, you know, they teach kids different than when we were in school. And so being able to teach your kids in the same manner in which they learn at school is really important. And so having some local teachers who come and they are the instructors and teach the parents how to be involved and how to show their children how to work on homework, things like that, developing good study skills, all of those things are really important. And so this is a program aimed at parents of younger children, preschool and early elementary, and will be led by Amy Smith, who's on staff here at Healthy Communities, and she's a teacher with years and years of experience. And so it's a really neat program. I think it'll be really good for our community and help with that early childhood learning piece.
You've still got all your same people, but I think you added somebody, didn't you, here recently?
We did. We added Emily Bossing, and she's our new tobacco prevention and cessation coordinator. We added her in the late fall, and then Lisa Neihart has came on staff to do some financial things for us just part-time.
So the people who were in those positions before didn't leave you, though, did they?
No, they didn't. Casey transferred over to doing our Victims of a Crime Assistance Program, and then we just added Lisa because really the billing and payroll end of things is a lot for one person to do and write grants.
You know, I think the one thing it really says about this organization is you guys have had the same core of people ever since you've been going, and you still got them.
We do. You know, the turnover rate is very, very low. You know, people, I mean, here's the truth. It's a very rewarding job. Helping people is, you know, for a living is the best thing that you can do. And, you know, we have some very dedicated staff. Libby, Amy, Kathy, you know, Christina have been there for years now, and 5 new CKF staff in the last 2 years. And, you know, I don't see any of them going anywhere anytime soon. I think that they are all really dedicated to staying there and continue the good work that we're able to do in this community.
Also, I know earlier last year, you had a really big push to get all your biking and hiking trails done.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you sitting with that right now?
It's looking really nice. Right now, we did acquire some land behind the YMCA, kind of between it and Turtle Creek. That's just kind of sat there vacant and not done a lot but attract mosquitoes for a while. So we're looking
I live back there, so be careful.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about,
I
Ben.
Yeah.
So we're looking at some grants to maybe make that some more walking trails back in there in like a nature park. So we're looking at that, and that's our big trails project for 2019, continue to do promote the trails that we have and the bike paths that we have. Hoping to have a spring walk. It's always tricky in Indiana to have a spring anything because of the weather, but hoping to do a spring walk at Camp Column this year.
Have you got all the books out that you want, or all the maps out that you are they all completed now, and then you got them out like you wanted it?
We have all the biking brochures. The walking books are actually getting reprinted. The Chamber of Commerce gave us some money through a tourism grant, and Rotary covered the rest of those for reprinting. We hadn't reprinted those books in several years, and they needed some updates, and frankly, we were just running low on them. So we did get those two organizations to help us out, and we're actually in the process of getting those reprinted right now. So in before spring and when people are, you know, ready to get out and hit those trails again, we will have the new books printed.
I don't think you'll be doing much walking or biking this weekend.
I don't think we will either. Maybe on a treadmill inside.
Yeah,
that's
maybe on a treadmill inside is right. So your traditional programs like your teen pregnancy, your smoking and all those, smoking cessation, still going strong as they have been?
They are. You know, really, tobacco is something we're really working and pushing on with this new vaping issue. It's something that we are really hitting hard. And I know that they would like to see us work on, you know, some ordinances for smoke-free air. So those are things that we're looking at in tobacco prevention and cessation. Early Start, our prenatal program is going really well. We still offer free pregnancy tests and free prenatal vitamins and education, safe sleep, free cribs, things, free car seats, car seat inspections, all of those things to help lower the infant mortality rates. And those are going well. We're really working hard and should be adding in July a family planning clinic into the area that'll really kind of run on its own. But that will be something that we're hoping to add late this summer. That's a real need. This is what we call a reproductive health desert. That's not just Clinton County. It includes all of our surrounding counties. And to have a place that people with no insurance coverage or who can't afford their copays will have a place to go that's on a sliding scale fee.
Okay, last thing I want to ask you, you're still planning on having your community gardens this year, aren't you?
We are, and actually going to be expanding those to the five small towns. So that's something that hopefully we'll have ready by the next time I'm here. We'll have a mini grant application where people can apply to get some startup money to start those in the five small towns this summer.
You already got spots for all those in the small towns?
We have some ideas.
Okay.
You know, and I do have a couple of towns who have come to me and they're ready and they want to do it. But we have a couple more that I haven't heard a word from. So getting that mini grant application out there and get them a little startup money so that they can buy the things that they need to do those community gardens is the plan for 2019. Goal is to have one here at the Boys and Girls Club and then one in each of the five small towns.
Okay. Anything else you want to add or bring up before I'd let you go?
I don't think so. Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot. I've greatly appreciated it, and Happy New Year to you. Even
Thanks.
Though it's a little late for that right now, but we'll just do it anyway. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, all ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.